All right. I'm glad to see everybody here this morning, and I'm really glad to see some people sitting in the front that got the courage. They are all saying, we're going to give you some garbage bags so that you don't get spit on, but I'm not going to spit on you this morning, so I appreciate you guys staying here. I'm excited. We're wrapping up our series this morning on the Holy Spirit. We've been kind of looking at life and trying to wrestle with life, and how do we live a victorious? You ever think about that? You know, life has its pain. Life has its hurts, there's wounds, we get depressed, we find unsuccessful in life, there's losses in life, you know, we feel defeated sometimes, you know, we have all these feelings, there's losses in life, and all this stuff goes on in life, and how do we live above all that? You know, even as Christians, you know, we think, well, I'm a Christian now, I have no more problems, right? I cross that line you hear me talk about, you know, and I become a child of God, And yet, you know, I still have problems. I still have battles. How do we live above all that stuff in life? You know, how do I live above those frustrations? How do I live above those relationships? You know, how do I live above my financial pressure, my financial struggles? You know, how do I live above, you know, that job? You know, I just lost my job, or there's people at work or at school, you know, that one teacher at school when you're going to school. You know, how do you have, where do you find victory in life? Life wants to push you down. Life takes your feet out from under you. And life, so how do you deal with life? You got kids? Anybody got kids? Anybody ever get frustrated with your own kids? You know, and your kids drive you batty and your kids drive you crazy. You know, how do we live above all that stuff in life and not let it get us down and not let us, you know, push us down and take us out of life and just kind of, oh, I'm going through life. It's just what life's all about. Oh, no. You know, how do I live all that? And so what we've done in this series and what I've tried to say in this series is, you know, I could probably identify a lot of things that might help, you know, a lot of things. And there are probably numerous things that could help. But one of the key things that helps is called the Holy Spirit. Now, you see that word paraclete up there on the screen. It's not a paracletes and, you know, it's not a parakeet, a bird. It's a Greek word for Holy Spirit. And it literally means called alongside of. And so what I've said with this series, what I really want you guys to understand is, you want a victorious life. Isn't it nice to have God walking alongside of you? Wouldn't you guys say that? You know, that when you go through life's hurts and you go through life's wounds and you go through life and the battles and the struggles in life, and as you're going through, there's something about having somebody with you, and that somebody being God. And it's the Holy Spirit. Here's Peter. Here's John. And John wrote this about a relationship and situations he had. Look at what he says. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. See, I like that. He's saying, listen, you got those people out there that are tearing you apart. Anybody got people tearing you apart? Anybody got people that are putting you down? Anybody got people that are just trying to eat you? You know, I always thought, anybody got like these little chihuahuas chewing on you? You know? I always remember this. You know, you see the big dogs coming and you can kind of get ready for the big dogs. It's the chihuahuas that get you. Yeah. But how do we live above all that? He's saying, listen, you can live above all that because you got the Holy Spirit. You got the Spirit of God in you. You got this Spirit that lives and indwells in you. And he's going to empower you. Because I'm going to tell you what, money won't do it. Money won't give you victory because money disappears as fast as you get it. Anybody know that one? You know? You get it, and then the bills come, and it's gone. Anybody, you know, and then the month goes, and there's more bills, and no more money, you know. And then you success. You know, if I just get successful, and is successful fleeting? You know? Or you know, if I just had the right relationship. You know, my spouse, my kids, just the right relationships. Anybody ever been let down by anybody? You know? How do we deal with all of this? And what John is saying here, and what Jesus promised, and what God gives us, is the Holy Spirit. That we can live above all this. We don't have to let it get it down. That's going to hurt. Yeah, there's going to be wounds. Yes, there's going to be pain. But you're not there all by yourself. You're not just, I've got to go through this. No, I can do this on my own. No, but there's a presence of God in your life. There's a presence of the power of God in your life that helps you step above all that. I always feel it this way. You know, if I'm going to have a mud fight with somebody, as long as I don't get in the mud, I'm not going to get muddy. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to get in the pit. I always tell somebody that. You know, somebody went, if I choose not to fight, there ain't going to be a fight. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I can live above all that. And so that's what we've been doing, and we've been talking about the Spirit. And so, you know, I've shared a message on that every believer has the Holy Spirit. Remember, that was the first one. That once you cross that invisible line, once you reach that point in your life where you said something along this line, God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Come into my life and take control. You cross that invisible line, and you're saying, God, I'm going to do life your way. And God pours his Holy Spirit in. And when you get that Holy Spirit, you get filled with the Holy Spirit. But then sometimes, I don't know about you, I get bright ideas. Anybody here get bright ideas? You know how to do this. I got this all figured out. God, I can handle this one. God, I got this one. Anybody ever do stuff like that? You know, and so we kind of push God to the side. Now, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. But I just kind of pushed him over. And so I got to get refilled. And we talked about a message like that. We got to get to a point where, you know, I come back and it's like, okay, God, I'm going to forsake all that stuff. I'm going to confess all that stuff. I'm going to renew my mind on God. And yes, God, I'm with you again. We just kind of refocus on God. And that's called being filled with the Spirit. And then last week, we kind of talked about the character that we all want. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to be a loving person. I want to be a joyful person. I want to be a patient person. I want to be a kind person. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The 9 fruits of the Spirit. And we talked about that last week, those character qualities God wants to put in. And that doesn't happen by will. I can't sit there and get in my car and say, I'm going to be a patient person today. It ain't going to happen. You know, the Spirit does that in me. You know, I'm going to be more loving today. No, just my willpower. I'm strong. I'm a control freak. I got this. It don't work that way. That's what the Holy Spirit produces, that fruit in our life. And so that God, he just walks with us. He does all this. And this morning, I kind of want to take the next step with the Spirit of God, because I call the message, I can do it. I want to tell you, you can do it. Whatever God has laid on your plate, wherever you're at in the midst of your life right now, God knew you'd be there before you were born. Do you understand? God knew your life. He had a plan and a purpose for your life. And it may hurt, and it may be wounds, and there may be problems right now. But I want to tell you, God knows. And his Spirit's standing right there with you. And that would have said, you're not alone. The Paraclete's with you. And he's got stuff for you to do. And so he equips us with some gifts. And we're going to talk about those gifts. But the gifts are a part of the big picture. And so we have this thing we call shape in our church, that God has given us spiritual gifts. He's given us a heart. He's given us some abilities. He's given us a personality. And he's given us some experiences that shape us to walk through life and to have purpose in our life. And so we have this. And we're going to teach this later today. We got a conference going on in our church. We're going to have our class 101 about our church today at 3 o'clock. But we're also going to have a class called Shape. Dan shared a message with you on that not long ago. And I've asked Dan to come again and just kind of paint the broad picture. Now, I'm going to talk about spiritual gifts, but Shape is the introduction to the spiritual gifts. So, Dan, is Dan here? Did he leave me? All right. I was afraid he left me. He wasn't coming. I'm going to let Dan tell you about Shape real quick. Yes, yes.
Examine yourself. And this is don't look for the perfection. This whole shape class is not about where you are in your perfect design, or what your great abilities are, or where you're strong. You know, when we're talking about shape and we're talking about examining yourself, we're talking about your imperfection. Because Jesus, his power is made perfect in you. So what I try to tell people is this, I go, when you're trying to be on mission for the Lord, because this is what happened to me in my life, when you're on mission, I went for construction projects. I went for stuff that I knew. When God kept talking to me for every stuff, I framed it. And getting to know me. That's the stuff I didn't want to do. That's the uncomfortable side. But when you want to walk, when your desire is to do and be on mission, to really find your shape, you're discovering who God, you're reading His Word, He's prompting you, He's going to prompt you right to where you are. Right? Examine yourself. Look for your weaknesses. Discuss it with others. There's people in your church that have been down the road. There's people in church that are doing different ministries. You think you have something that you want to do, talk to someone that's already doing it. Right? So that's spiritual gift. Here's the heart, the H. Now, the Bible says stuff about the heart like this. The heart is the wellspring of life. And everything flows from that wellspring. So we ask him, if that well is poison, what do you expect to do in your life? How is that wellspring coming through all of you? Is it a poison well? Is it filled with the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus, that Gary's talking about in Jesus Christ? I mean, we all have, and I can tell you right now, if I ask all of you to close your eyes, you can close your eyes and right then, can you find one big impact in your life that like holding you hostage? Or maybe something in the past, or something in the present. And if you think about that, and think about the impact, you realize that sometimes they carry such a weight on your heart. And if our heart gets messed up, so that's the heart. It's what burdens you. It's just where we get our value system. It's what drives us. It's what motivates us. And again, the Bible talks about your heart being attached to treasure. And sometimes there are other obstacles in front of you. So we want this shape. We want to know that we're shaped for victory. We want to know that we're not shaped for victory. We want to know that we have this power through the Holy Spirit that guides, directs, moves, and encourages us. It's not current. So the next one is ability. These are all sorts of stuff. We have one of the biggest things people can say when we're talking about volunteering or helping for ministry or mission. Some people have any ability. Second thing is, we go the first after that, we need to realize that we have to process your skills. That's what this 2-3-5 class is going to be today. So we're going to process your skill level. We're going to go through the test. So you realize who you are and how to use Jesus. The second one is to help you through the process. So we take some tests and find out what your abilities are, and then we're going to go through the line and help you to use those to motivate you. Next one, personality. So this is really simple. Either you're an introvert or extrovert. You know who you are. And you are either a stuffer or a stuffer. You're either a quiet person or a loud person, a crazy person or a calm person, a positive person or like me, a negative person. You're either depressed, anxiety-filled, and have many fears that drive you in another direction. See, that's our personality. Not who Christ created us. Those cannot rule over us. They just become a quiet. And then if we let Jesus do what he's going to do, then each one of those is going to be. Because I don't have to be fixed as a negative. I don't have to be fixed as a negative. I just have to realize that the person that represents Jesus is a positive. And sometimes I do get down. All go through up last one is experiences. We have educational experiences, vocational experiences, spiritual experiences, history experiences. We have all these wonderful experiences, and the best one is that we have faith. I would love to remind you that I never have a faith. We would be so
thanks, Dan. I want to make sure you get a big picture, because I'm going to talk about just the spiritual gifts this morning, okay? I'm just going to be talking about that first one, because we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And I want to make sure you get a picture that God has given you certain abilities, all right? Everyone has these abilities. Listen to what it says here. It's got there, you get your little outline out if you hadn't pulled it out already. It says, now there are varieties of gifts, varieties. There's all sorts of gifts. We all have different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, one Spirit, various gifts. And there are varieties of services, all sorts of opportunities. Some people are on stage, some are back in the corner where they belong, okay? I'm not talking about Evie, but yes, Evie. All right, they're back in the corner where they belong. You know, we all have places to fit. Don't worry, she's been giving me a bad time, so I'm just getting even. I always tell them, I get the pulpit. I can always get even. All right? So, but there's different places, but the same, it's all that, we're all serving the same God. And there are varieties of activities. You know, we had a booth yesterday, and there's some people out working the booth, and some people are doing other things, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. So that word everyone, okay? It's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. God is the power for every one of those gifts. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Why don't you circle that word each? Everyone in each, what does that mean? Everyone, each of us, everyone, if you look at that next blank, everyone has at least one gift. Okay, you fill in that next blank, it'll be on the screen in a moment, but it says everyone has at least one gift. Every one of us has something special we can do, something unique. Now, we're all born with different abilities. We all have different skills. You know, Dan was talking about depression and all, you know, skills. It's like I look at, you know, Dan can take a skill saw and he can cut a straight line. You give me a skill saw and you're going to get, okay? We all have different skills. We all have different abilities. And God formed us that way and God made us that way, but we're all special. The definition of spiritual gifts, it says this in your bulletin, divinely given abilities to perform useful functions for God. Now, we all have something to contribute to the kingdom and to God. Every one of us. I'm not talking about just in the church. I'm talking about life. We all have something special we can give. You ever meet somebody and they have a job and you go, that's a perfect fit for them? Maybe you're in that job. That your personality, the care life and everything, it's just a perfect fit for who you are. See, and that's how God made us, and that's that spiritual gifts and God gives. For me, it's right where I'm at. You know, I wasn't here. I'm going to tell you as I go through this, I'm going to talk about my spiritual gift and kind of give you some pictures here about me. Because where I am today was not where I, if I was 15, 16 years old, you wouldn't believe it. You know, I give the teachers, yeah, I'm on the school board here, and I give the teachers a bad time because I was that student who aggravated, okay? I knew where the was, but I would get to that line and step right over it. And that was just my personality. One time, I had a home ec class. I was meeting in the home ec class. I love this story. My first class was in the home ec class, and the school had mice. So I helped the teacher put mice traps out. Put peanut butter on these mice traps, put these mice traps out. So I came to class early that next day, and so I went around checking the mice traps. You know, and so I found one of the mice traps with us in it. You know, very well done mouse. You know, and so I found that mouse. And so I tucked that mouse trap. I went to the teacher's desk. I opened the teacher's pencil drawer. I put the mouse and the mouse trap in the teacher's pencil drawer, and I closed the door. All right? And so I'm sitting there waiting. This is going to be fun. You know, and the teacher opens the desk, pulls out a pencil, you know, and I go, oh, she never. And then she opens it far enough, and there's that mouse. She screamed, she jumped, it was fun. You know? That's just me, you know? That's me. Some of you guys go, you haven't changed, you know? You know, we all have different personalities. God shaped us that way, you know? And it's who God made us to be, and we're all gifted different. We all have different functions, and we need to see that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some scriptures now rather quickly. But these are scriptures with all the lists of gifts, okay? I'm going to start out saying that when I get done with this. These lists we're going to look at, it's not all there is, okay? But this is what they outline so far. I believe these are not exhaustive lists. I believe there's others to be added. I'm going to kind of talk about some of them, but I want you to kind of get a picture of, here's some gifts, and as I'm reading these, think about you. How God has used you, or how God may want to use you, or what you feel this you're comfortable with, or what you feel you could do. Now, don't always go by comfort, because I was not comforted getting in front of people when I first got started. Now, I don't care. You see me get up here, I put my foot in my mouth. I can't do it physically, but speaking-wise, I do all the time. You know, and it's just what we do. But so here's some ideas of some of the gifts. Let's start here with this passage. There's going to be a lot of blanks to fill out. We're only going to fill a couple out at a time. Right now, it's going like this. I am gifted by the, we're not going to fill that. Right now, I'm going to talk about the gifts. That every one of you sitting here right now have something special. Every one of you sitting here right now is unique. Every one of you sitting here right now is important. There's something God has placed in you. There's a role. There's an opportunity. There's a position. There's something God has equipped you through the Holy Spirit and gifted you to do. And here's what he's saying. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another work of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. These are various gifts, and so I listed them there so I could kind of pull them out. And as I looked at the list, you know, word of wisdom, faith, miracles, discerning spirit, interpretation of tongues, knowledge, healing, prophecy, kindness. You know, for me, I'm going to tell you, I would circle for knowledge. All right? You've heard my story. I hated school. Didn't want to go to school. I'd cut school, get on my motorcycle. My favorite place was the riverbank with a fishing pole, okay? And I'd sit there and fish. But I became a Christian at 17. I crossed that invisible line. I told God around my aunt and uncle's dining room table, God, I'm tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. My life, take control. And God began to change my life. And I didn't realize it at the time, but he did. And one of the things changed is when I decided to become a minister, when I decided I felt called to pastor a church, I love school. I love reading. I read two books through high school. That's it. And now I love reading. I have probably read 6 books in the last 3 months. Because I look at that word of knowledge, I look at that, God kind of changed my heart about knowledge. He kind of changed my heart about school and about studying and about learning, and God changed it. I believe God does that in us. When I crossed that line, it wasn't like that before I became a child of God. It wasn't like that before I accepted Christ. But I feel one of the gifts God has given me is a desire to learn. I love reading. I love learning. I'm reading a great book. I was sharing with some other church today. This is a good book. You ought to. I'm listening to it on a podcast. I'm listening to it on audiobook right now. And it's just, oh man, this is really a fun book. And I'm sharing the book with them. And so that's kind of, you know, is there something, you know, maybe look back over your life and that point when you become a child of God, something that just seems to fit. You know, it kind of was there. You know, you're kind of born with it, but it just wasn't. You know, and so that one was for me, you know, faith. I'll be honest, my wife has more faith than I have. You know, I'm that work hard kind of guy, you know, and, you know, healing and all of those. How about this next one? It says, next passage. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administering, and various tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, Do all work miracles? What he's saying is sarcastically, no, they don't. All right? But there's these gifts here that we have. And so I list apostles, teachers, healing, governing, prophets, miracles, helping, diverse tongues. That administering, he called it governing. I am not an administrator. It was fun. We had a booth yesterday. We had a booth. They had that little town and country fair we had here in Salida. We had a booth. Gary comes into the meeting and says, we're going to do a booth out there. Well, who's going to do this and who's going to do that? And who? They start asking me all these questions. I don't know. I'm not the administrator. Somebody else has it. I just got the big idea. Yeah. Do you see why we need everybody? You know, okay, I'm going to bring the awning and I'm going to create this. And they all took parts and did different things to make that booth happen. I just had the bright idea. At least I think it was a bright idea, okay? And then we're all sitting around with different gifts and talents. I'm sitting there enjoying spinning the wheel, and Daryl's out there passing out flyers. Here's something about our church. Here's something about our church. And I'm giving stuff away. Here, take that. Take anything you want. You know? But see, we're all different. You know? And so that administration, you know, you need to know as a pastor, I am not an administrator. Some of you guys are going to go, we already know that. You know, that's not my, go look in the office. You think so? Go look in the, go open that pastor's office and look on the table. You'll know who lives in here. Because we're all different. That's not my gift. Now, I got to do some of it. Have to do, you know how I said that, right? You know, anybody have to do the have to's? That's no fun. But there's different gifts again. How about this next one? Having the gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in his generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. And so I get prophecy, teaching, giving, showing mercy, ministry, exhortation, ruling. I love ministry. I love serving people. I just have a heart for being there and walking with somebody when they're hurting and trying to help and to serve and to minister to them. And we all have these different things. And here's this, and you know, where are you at? And here's the last one I put down here. And he said, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, and the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers. Now these are gifts, but they're more like people. You know, that last one, preacher, pastor, teacher, that's kind of where I feel I fit. That I'm kind of a pastor, I'm kind of the shepherd, I kind of like guiding, directing, sharing, comforting, and teaching. And that's kind of where I feel I am. Now again, these are not inclusive. You know, I think music should be on here. All right? I mean, if I was going to, I would list music here. Maybe because I don't have that one. I would want that one on here. You know, and there's other things that might seem to fit on here because I don't think this is all inclusive. And some of these are more evident than others. Now, there's a couple here that some have taken and put four way out there, you know, and miracles. Now, does God still do miracles? What do you guys think? Amen. Okay, I heard an ad does still do miracles. Now, do some people have the gift of doing miracles? I'm not so sure about that anymore. You know, I thank God. I think, you know what, I don't have to be there, but I can sure pray, and I see God do miracles. You know, I think my God does, but you know, I don't know if I have to go lay hands on somebody. I got a letter from my great-grandmother, and she got a handkerchief blessed by somebody. I'm not going to tell you his name, but I have this letter. She had a handkerchief blessed by, and the letter says, handkerchief is blessed by so-and-so, this faith healer. Put it on your ailment, and then when you're done, burn it. You know, I didn't get all that, okay, and I'm just going, okay, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't think I need a blessed handkerchief to see God do a miracle. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got a friend right now. He's in Southern California, kind of in the Central Valley, southern end of the Central Valley here. And he's got cancer right now, went to surgery. It's so amazing. He went to Stanford, had surgery, had his one of his kidneys removed, and went home the next morning. Tell me there's not a God, guys. You know? My son-in-law, out of the clear blue, you know, not doing well, finds out he has something to have surgery. He's been cancer-free now for 5 years, 7 years. Tell me there's not a God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God does miracles. Now, I don't think we need a miracle worker. I think we need more prayer. That's me. All right? Now, it talks about tongues in there. And just so you know, if you read the book of Acts, when the Spirit was poured out, it'd be like me standing here, and all of a sudden I'm speaking Spanish. Let me give you my extent of Spanish. Si. Andale. Andale. Pronto. All right? I worked at a food production plant in Riverside when I was in college. I had 12 guys under me, and the two words I used the most was, andale, andale, pronto, is what I would tell them. You know, that was the extent. I was, again, tells you how bad I was in school. I was so mean in school. My Spanish teacher would pass me with a C if I would just sit there and do nothing and not bother anybody. Seriously. You know, I would sit there, because I would steal papers off her desk and copy, and they were just too nice to me. You know, today I don't think you'd get away with that. But I wish I would, just now, I feel bad because I wish I could speak Spanish. I really do. I think there's such a benefit of being bilingual, and I wish I could. You know who messed up in that? Not me, not the teacher. I messed up. Man, I guess I messed up. But again, I want to make sure you see, we all gifted different. So as you read the book of Acts, they're always a foreign language. Now, I don't understand this unknown tongue that we could have, and I don't understand all that. But what I do understand as I read the books was there was a bunch of foreign languages going on, and then interpreting those foreign languages. It'd be like somebody got up here and speaks Spanish, and I translate for them. Yeah, that's going to happen. You know? But God can do, can God do that kind of stuff? You guys believe that? I do. You know, that's God. And so that's all that kind of stuff we have. So we all have something special. I'm going to ask you, if you feel special, raise your hand. Everybody, raise your hand. All right? Because you're special. You're certain. God gifted you. There's something in you. I don't know what it is. You might not know what it is. Come today. Maybe Dan will help you find it out. Because God has gifted us. You know? I watch this show called Counting Cars. Anybody watch Counting Cars besides me? Come on, don't leave me hanging. Yeah, I like that show, Counting Cars. I watch these guys who build cars, who paint, who sand, who do things. These guys have a passion for what they do. And I don't want to get my hands dirty. You know, I don't change my oil. I remember when I was, I ain't changing my oil anymore. You know, I'll pull up, somebody change my oil for me. You know, I don't want to get my hands dirty. I need to check the oil in my car. I wait till my son-in-law comes down. Tommy, check the oil in the car. You know? Because we're all gifted different. I watched that show, and I'm going, I would take my car to that shop. Because those guys, they don't have a job. These guys have a passion. The guy who builds the motorcycles, you watch him talk about motorcycles. Or you watch the guy who's painting cars, you watch him talk about painting those cars. Those guys, you know, a job to them, man. It's something in their heart, you know. And I believe God gifted people that way. And I think all of you, there's something in you. I don't know what it is. And I think there's something special and unique about you. And yeah, life hurts. And life has wounds, and I'm going to be honest with you, life's not fair. I was reading an article the other day that says the worst thing you let your child get away with is saying life's not fair. Because guess what? Life's not fair. You know? But you know what? I myself, I'm somebody. I don't know what I am yet. I don't know where I'm supposed to be yet. I don't know how all this works, but you know what? I am somebody, and I do matter, and I am important. I am special. I am unique. I don't understand it, but I am. I am. I am. God, what are you going to do with me? Because that's the Spirit in us. Anybody get what I'm saying here? You know, I look at my life, you know, and it's like I was just a dumb, snotty-nosed kid. And now I'm a grown-up, dumb, snotty-nosed guy. You know? God did something. You know? I dread to think what I would have been if I hadn't become a Christian. I do. You know, I don't know what I would have did. You know, I wanted to be a cop. You know, honestly, I wanted to shoot people. I wanted to save somebody's life. You know, now Daryl was a cop. He says, that's not the way to look at it. But that's, hey, you know, when you're 16, 17 years old, my son joined the Army. He joined the infantry because he wanted to shoot guns. And what he told me the other day, he's been a career now. He's been 16 years, 4 years to go. He goes, I made a mistake being in the infantry. But you know why he joined the infantry? He wanted to shoot guns. He called me up. He's out on the gun range. I shot this tank buster. Yeah, they had him out there. We couldn't take. He was working the gun range. He says, "I had to take him. We can't take him back. We had to shoot him." Does anybody want to shoot him? He goes, "I want to shoot him." He shot the 6-foot tank blaster and an 8-foot tank blaster. He was shooting all. That's what he wanted to do. I'm going, maybe that would have been me. Now I get to shoot God out there for all you guys. Hang on, let's have fun. Because we're all gifted different. I want to make sure you get that. That's how there's victory in our life. You know, don't get down. You know, life's going to hurt. Man, there's pain, and it's not fair, and things don't always work out. You know, I got dreams, and I have visions, and but God's got something going on, and we get to be a part of it. Think about that. You get to be a part of something God's doing. That's what God does with us. So we're all gifted. Everyone of us have one. Everyone at least has one. At least one. You go through that, and you could add more to it. Like I said, I'd put music. I'm going to talk more about music in a minute, because here's this next one. I am gifted by the Holy Spirit. I don't get to pick and choose. It's not, here's the list of options. Now, I'll tell you, here's my age. I hate to say I'm old, but here's my age. I remember going shopping for a car, and you'd have the sticker on a car, and air conditioning was an option. Anybody remember that? Come on now. How about this? Automatic transmission was an option. You know what? You paid extra for an automatic transmission. Now you want to get a stick shift? You got to pay extra to get a stick shift nowadays. Did you know that? You know? Life is these options. Well, I'm going to tell you, you don't get to pick and choose your spiritual gifts. Because if you did, I mentioned music, that would be high on my list, okay? I wish I could sing better. I don't have to be a great singer, but I wish I had some skill at singing. They laugh at me. It's humiliating. They're sitting here laughing at me because I cannot clap and sing at the same time. I can clap and keep beat. They're up there. I can do okay. But then you start singing. I get lost. I can't do it. I wish I just, you know, God, how did you leave that off? You know, then I go to a church and some preacher gets up and he's preaching and he starts singing. That ain't fair, God. Anybody ever feel that in your life? You know, you look at you and you're going, they got this and they got so much and they can do so much and I can't do anything. But you can do something. Because God made us that way. See, it's what the Holy Spirit gives us and God shares them. Look at what it says. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. Who gives them? The Holy Spirit. He alone decides which gifts each person should have. That's God's choices. I don't know why I didn't get some music ability. You know? Maybe I can blame my elementary school, because I've shared with you, I had to listen. We sat there, and I remember sitting in elementary class, Peter Burnett Elementary School in Sacramento, and listened to a record. We were supposed to write things down that we heard. Whatever I wrote down wasn't what they needed to hear. Because they said, you don't get any music at ever. You know? So I'm going to blame them. No, I just didn't get that gift. There's other things I can't do. You know, well, wait, there's a lot of things I can't do. You know? That God has gifted me in some things. You know? I'm going to be honest. I love people. That's one thing I think God gave me, a heart for people. I love people. I want to serve. I want to be a part of people. I want to walk with people. You know, when you're hurting, I want to be there. When God's rejoicing with you, I want to be there and rejoice when you have the parties and you celebrate. But I also want to be there when it hurts. You know, I believe God gave me that kind of a heart. You know, like I said, that fruit of the Spirit, love is pretty good for me. I love people. Unless you can't drive, that might be a question right there. You know, just don't look it by. You know, but I do. You know, I love people. You know, patience. You know, but we wrestle with all these. But we need to see God has given these to us, and it's not a matter of how much faith you have. Well, you walk closer to God, so I'm going to give you these. No, that doesn't count. You know. I love listening to Rick Warren, pastor of the church, you know, 30,000 members. He has more people in Bible study. He has like 30-some-odd thousand people in Bible study every week down there in Orange County. But you know what he says? He says, the hardest pastoring is not the large, it's the small church. And he has, you know, and it's like, I love what I do. You know, I love Salida. I'm out here yesterday walking the hall, walking the aisle, talking to all the people I know. And I love Salida. I love our community. You know, that's one of my prayers. And I believe, you know, my church might not be one of the largest churches, but I'm going to take people in Salida and know we love them. You know? Yesterday, the Little League was here setting their booth up, and they had trouble with their awning. It's like, okay, so I went here, got a tool, and I fixed their awning. Someone's out there. They forgot an awning. And they were out there in the middle of the sun. I came back to the church. Laura said, hey, they don't have an awning down there. We still have ours in our church. So we walked down here, get our awning, take our awning down there, and give it to somebody else in Salida so they could have shade and not have to sit in the sun. To have their booth yesterday. That's the kind of stuff I want our church. That's what I want us. Because we're all different. We're unique. And God's made us that way. But God has given us these gifts. You don't get to pick. You get to use whatever God's given you. My thing is make the best of whatever, you know, whatever God's given you. Use it to the best of your ability. But here's what I want to make sure you understand. The gift is not about you, and it's not about me. It's about us. It's about God. So if you're looking at your outline, the last blank says this: I am gifted by the Holy Spirit to serve others. It's about others. It's not about getting me glory. It's not about getting me praise. Look at me now. You know, look at who I am, I've done. It's not about us. It's about God. And it's about the big us. It's about all of us. Look at what it says. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts, right? Use them well to serve yourself. Make a lot of money, become successful, right? Use your gift to serve one another. See, we use it to help benefit, to bless others. We're there, the Holy Spirit's walking with us, and we're using whatever, and I can bless you, and you can bless me, and we can all be blessed. Does that sound good to you guys? And that's kind of the picture God is painting for us here, and that's kind of what God wants. You know, it's for everybody's benefit. Those skills, those talents, and those opportunities are for everybody's benefits. And we need to see that. Like I said, I love our community. I'm on the school board. You know what one of the fun things to do is I get to walk, and I walk through school, Lord, so I see my grandkids, and I see the kids from Awana at the school, and they come up and talk to me. Don't I know you? So I get the benefit to teach and be a part of Awana, and then I get the benefit and the blessing of seeing the kids and how excited they are. It was fun. I don't know about you, but we had so much fun. We sent one of the little girls home from Awana, learned John 3:16 for the first time. She was telling her mom, and I just talked to her dad out in the lobby, and he was quoting it to her. You know, isn't that the blessing? You know, and this is what God does. But we're all different, and we're all unique, and this is how God has. So I want to make sure you understand this. You have at least one gift. Everyone. It's from the Holy Spirit, and it's to serve others. Does that sound okay? Let me give you, I just want to real quick say, how do you know? How do you know your gift? Now, Dan's going to have to elaborate on this. He did somewhat of it already, but you can come tonight. But let me just give you something. I didn't want you to walk out of here not having something to hold on to, okay? I want to make sure you know special. You feel special, right? Anybody here? Anybody here feel special? I see one hand. All right, I see a couple of hands now. You know, you're special, you're unique, you're important. But I want to show you, here's some things you can do to help you find that. So here, real quick, let me look at these here. How do you discover your spiritual gift? You study the scripture. Dan was already echoing that. What does the Bible say? Here's a list of these, but this isn't all of them. I think there's a guy in the Bible named Philip. I think Philip had the marathon. All right, now you want to know why? Because Philip is walking through the desert and a chariot goes by, and here's the guy that's a chariot rides by. The guy's reading from the Bible. And God says, run up to that chariot and talk to the guy. So he runs up and he's jogging next to the chariot talking to that. I think he had the gift of marathon, all right? See, I think there's all sorts of things that are in there. So you start reading the word, looking for different gifts, looking for who you are. And then reading Bible characters. My favorite Bible character, if I look for an example for me, I look at a guy named Moses. Just so you know, Moses is great to read about. He's in the Old Testament. He's leading multi-million people through the church, through the wilderness that he had. And I love the story of Moses. Moses sitting there, and the people started whining and complaining. Now, you guys don't whine and complain, at least not much, okay? Don't say anything, all right? The people are whining and complaining. He goes, God, your people are a pain. And God says, I'll take care of them. Moses says, no, they're my people. I'll take care of them. I kind of, you know, it's like, we're God's people and we're here for one another. And I love Moses. Read the Bible and kind of look at some characters. And, you know, I feel like Moses, here's a fun character. Look at Peter in the Bible. You know, Peter's in the New Testament. He's that great preacher in Acts chapter 2. He's preaching about God. And Peter gets up and Peter preaches. And he gets done preaching. He walks off. And he basically goes this. I told you about Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Turn or burn. I'll see you later. That's Peter. Now, Paul walks up. He's in Corinth. And here he's got all these statues for all these various gods. And Paul walks up and says, hey, you got all these statues. Let me tell you about this unknown one over here. And now Paul's going to argue with you. See, it takes all kinds of people. You know, somebody's going to tell him to turn or burn. Or somebody's going to say, hey, listen, let me tell you about it. Let me explain this. And let's reason together. We're all, and so you read the scripture, you start looking at different characters. How do you fit in here? And where are you? Look at Elijah. And, you know, good thing to do is just start looking at names in the Bible and reading about Bible characters. The second one I put down here, look at the bigger picture. And it's called shape. Look at the bigger picture, your shape. Dan's going to talk about that. What's that bigger picture? Spiritual gifts is one element of it. You got a heart. You got some abilities. You got some personality. You got some experiences in your life. What is it? You know, I look back over my life when I came to the church, and you know, first Sunday there's 35 broken windows in the building. Okay, somebody went through and broke 35 windows, and then the sewer system's backed up and all this stuff. And I look back over it, and it's like I had all these skills that I had grown up as a child, as a kid doing. And I could replace all of them. We didn't have to call anybody to replace them. We didn't have any money to call anybody to replace the windows. You know, fix the sewer system. I fixed the sewer system. You know, we fixed it. We did, you know. And God prepared me for that because I had some exits. And so look at the big picture. What is this, all this? How does spiritual gifts fit with the big picture? And then talk to wise believers. Talk to other believers. Talk to someone who seems to have that gift. And when I surrendered to the ministry, I sat and talked to my pastor. I met my pastor every Thursday morning. And I sat and talked to Arthel Lehman, my pastor. He's passed now. And I would talk to him and have his stories. And we had Don Jackson, the missionary director of missions. I would talk to him. And Carol Whistler, director of missions. I would talk to him. There's individuals I would talk to. Find somebody wise that you can talk with that can kind of help you and point you in the right direction. The next one, answer the big what if question. I like this one. If you could do anything for God, knowing that resources wouldn't be a problem and with a guaranteed of success, what would you be? I like that. If you could do anything, and it's yours, it's open, what would you do? I think that's a good one to ask. And then the last one, jump in and get your feet wet. Sometimes you don't know what you're good at until you try it. I've shared with you, when I became a Christian at 17, if somebody would have told me at 17, you're going to be a preacher, I would have said no and never went back to church. Because I hated getting in front of people. I wasn't, that was not me. That is not where I wanted to be. But 2 years later, when God says, Gary, I want you to be a preacher, it was like, oh, okay. I'm dumb to say yes, and I don't know where it's going to go from here, but let's go for a ride. And I'm going to tell you, it's been a fun ride. It's been a fun ride. So jump in. Try it. You don't know. You know, there might be something you like. You know, hey, anybody here ever make your kids eat something? Anybody? You got to try it at least once, right? Did anybody ever do that? Well, I'm challenging you to do something out of your comfort zone. Sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to get out of, you know, well, I don't know if I want, you know, I'm not good. Don't forget, don't try something. Do something. You never know what can happen if God can use you. You got to try. So those are just some things I just put down here. You know, Dan's going to have some more for you, Dan, and kind of give you some more ideas of how you can start identifying that whole shape, that big picture of who God has and what God wants you to do. But I want to make sure, is that victory? Is there something in life when you know that you matter, that there's some purpose in life? You might not understand it's right now, and there's wounds, and yeah, there's joys and there's sadness, and I don't get it and I don't understand it, but God's with me. I got the Holy Spirit. I've got something I can do. I'm not quite sure yet, but God, I'm just going to go with it. Isn't there some kind of a victory in all of that? Isn't there some kind of something that says, you know, I can live above all this? In spite of all this that wants to tear me down, in spite of all this that wants to push me down, in spite of all this that wants to put me down, that I can live above all this in victory, and it's because of the Holy Spirit. Put this little statement here. Well, wait a minute. I didn't write this. I found this on the internet, but I liked it, okay? So I want to make sure you know, I didn't create this. I borrowed this. You are gifted. So launch out today, get started, be flexible along the way, allowing God to tweak your plans until you find that sweet, satisfying, kingdom-expanding, and Christ-exalting niche for which you are divinely wired. I thought that was a great statement. We're all special. There's victory somewhere in here. This is not the end. It's a wonderful ride, and there's joy. So I pray you have that in your life this morning. Because that Spirit, the Spirit lives in you. He dwells in you. You've crossed that line. The Spirit has been poured out in you. Sometimes you need to be refilled. Sometimes you need to step back and look at the fruit, or pray about the gifts. But there's victory, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your love and your care, that everyone who is in this place right now is special. They're unique. Lord, there may be pains in life right now. There may be hurts and there may be wounds, but you are the Spirit that dwells within the believers. And your Spirit is real. Lord, we want that victory. So I just ask that you lift up today, whether it's being filled with the Spirit, whether it's being the fruit of the Spirit, whether it comes from the gifts of the Spirit, that you lift these up today and give them victory where they need victory. Comfort, encourage, strengthen. Let the Spirit that walks beside them dwell up in them and overflow. You know, as our heads are bowed and our eyes closed, I don't know where you're at, but I want to pray for you this morning. Maybe you need a filling of the Spirit. If you want to be filled with the Spirit, would you raise your hand? Anyone? Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Maybe you need that fruit of the Spirit. Maybe you need to say, you know what? I need some of that character in my life. That, you know, right now that patience, or right now that love is really hard for me. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me. Pray for the fruit. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe this morning, maybe you're just not sure. Maybe life hurts and you're wounded. And it's like, God, I don't understand my purpose and life's just not fair. And I'm hurting, God, and I want to know that purpose in my life. I want to know that gift that you give me. Would you shoot your hand up and let me pray for you? Anyone? Thank you. Thank you. Lord, you've seen the hands of these that the Spirit has a task. The Spirit has been filled in their life, Lord, and he wants to bubble up. And whatever it is, Lord, if they need the refilling, Lord, that they just refill, that you just pour upon them again. You never fill anything up. As we read your word, everything always overflows. So you overflow them with the Spirit of God, Lord. And Lord, you let that Spirit produce that fruit in their life, whatever they need, Lord. If it's love, let love grow. If it's patience, let patience be there. Lord, if it's gentleness or kindness, whatever that Spirit needs to do in their lives, Lord, you bring that fruit to their life this moment, Lord, in their lives. And Lord, I pray for those and the giftedness that you've given them, that in the midst of life's hurts and wounds, that you just show them way, the purpose, that you show them the reason, that you show them the way, Lord, that you don't waste a hurt, that there's something going on in life, that they're here for a reason. Gifted them, that you're going to use them in a mighty way, that sometimes the greatest strengths come from the greatest wounds, Lord, that those broken bones, when they heal, are the strongest bones in the body. So you take that brokenness and you heal, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, let us be your people. I lay your Spirit upon them, Lord. Encourage them, strengthen them, and bless them from above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.